It's interesting when you watch a young quarterback, and we got his first game in Chicago, and he was really impressive there because of the circumstances, you know, the weather, and he just played super. And I think that the tough thing about a young quarterback is there's so many lessons you learn each every game. In fact, it's almost on each and every play. And you can see him learning and learning from his mistakes, but not putting his team in situations that could be, you know, real negative for the defense. So, and especially with this defense, you think that you could take those chances. I know I would, because this is an awesome defense.
You've been in his shoes. In 1973, you replaced the legend in Johnny Unitas. What advice would you give to Brock?
Well, be yourself, because that's all you can be. I mean, you can't be Peyton Manning. I couldn't be Johnny U. I had to go through the growing pains. The difference between my situation and what Brock is going through is that we were horrible and they're good. We were 2-11-1 that year in a 14-game season. So we had some problems that Brock hasn't had to face.
You said you called his first game. How difficult is it for a young quarterback jump in 11 games into the season and do what he's doing?
Well, you know, I think it's got to be very difficult, but he's been prepared for the last 3 or 4 years, whatever he's been in the league. And as a backup quarterback, that's a tough thing to think that, you know, you're a heartbeat away from playing. So you got to be prepared, but you don't get the reps. So it's difficult, no question.
What is the key for this Broncos offense?
Well, I think it's always going to be running the ball. And with Kubiak's system, one, you know, running the ball well goes well with the play action, the bootlegs, the misdirections. That's always been his style, and it's worked for him. And it'll be interesting to see with, you know, both running backs, Hillman and Anderson, a little bit dinged up, how well they'll be able to run the ball against the Raiders.
Last one. I've talked all about the quarterback here. You alluded to the defense. How impressive is it, how dominant they've been?
Well, I think when you look at the defense, you see speed. You see more than one guy making a tackle, and that's always the key, because you can miss a tackle and make a big gain, but if there's two or three other guys coming to get in on that tackle, then you're not going to get much. And I think that's been the most impressive thing for me.